Vice Chancellor's message. Development of society is largely dependent upon the education of its population. Education is a continuous process. Education through the correspondence mode has emerged as a suitable and practical alternative to formal education, especially in a country like ours, where the rate of literacy has gradually grown in the post-independent era, though not as the required rate. Emphasis on continuing program and continuing education has to be laid firmly to take a country forward in the sphere of higher education. The spiritual leader of India, Swami Vivekananda, said, "If the poor boy cannot go to education, education should go to him." The main objectives of continuing education program are to provide flexible, diversified, and open system of education to persons of all ages and sex, particularly to the working class, to economically and socially backward people in remote areas, and to offer education as a lifelong activity. The above mentioned principles of continuing education program are fully enshrined in the function of Directorate of Correspondence Courses and Distance Education, Bangalore University, which had humble beginning in the year 1976. Over the past 15 years of its existence, Bangalore University has made a significant and remarkable program in the field of high education and is committed to continue this task towards a result-oriented future. NAAC has re-aggregated a university with A grade for excellence and quality in higher education. According to India Today Nielsen survey of May 31, 2010, Bangalore University ranks 13th in the list of 50 top universities in the country. The Directorate of Correspondence Courses and Distance Education has grown tremendously in all dimensions, including in student strength, different areas of higher education, generation of funds, etc., for different programs such as undergraduate, postgraduate, PG diploma, diploma and certificate courses. The Directorate has also offers a certificate course in Kannada for non-Kannada students, especially for the government employees, a pass in which is mandatory for the future prospects in the respective departments. The diploma in Hindi translation offered by the Directorate also helps the students acquire the required bilingual skills in a national language. To facilitate students, study centers have been established at remote and educationally backward regions. Benefits of scholarships and fee concessions are also extended to the candidates belonging to SC/ST as per rules of Government of Karnataka. I extend a warm welcome to all the students of Directorate of Correspondence Course and Distance Education for the academic year 2013-2014 and hope they will enjoy the learning experience. I wish them an academically progressive and prosperous future. Vice Chancellor.